Okay, we're up to Sif. I believe we're up to Sif Yud Ches in Shin Lamed Aleph. Sif Yud Ches is the main Sif. We'll get to it momentarily. Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Yud Ches. Now, Sif Yud Ches is old fashioned Hilchis Taruvis. However, it's a little hard to understand the psak of the Shulchan Aruch here. Let's see what it says. And you're cold. Okay. Take care of yourself. Nis'aravu peiros hachayovim b'truma u'maiser b'peiros hapturim. Now this is a common problem where you have peiros that are chayav in truma that get mixed with peiros that are potter, especially in Eretz Yisrael where they have fruit stores that don't know or get from two sources. And peiros get mixed. Now, before we start, we all know that min b'minah min ha-tayra is batal b'rayv. As a matter of fact, min b'minah yavish b'yavish, even midrabanan is batal b'rayv. So this should be an easy sif. It should say if it gets mixed one with the other, you go bas arayv. That's what it should say. The catch is it's a davish yesh matirin. That since it's a davish yesh matirin, you can separate Paris for Truma. So Davish is a material you have to fix. So that's what? Assuming you know the purport. Yeah, you have to know how much. Well, if you don't know, then you don't know what's right. You're going to be in trouble anyway. Yeah, so it's got to be that you know the proportions. So it can't be Mechiev al Aptor, Aptor al Chiev. So there are two halves to the sif. The first half is easy. Nisarvu peiros achayav mitruma maisa, b'pteris haptorim. Im yeishloi peiros acher machayavim. If he has other vadei tevel, so he has here a mix. Let's pick a number. Let's say he's got 10 bushels, and he knows 6 bushels are chayiv, and 4 are potter. That's roiv chiyuv. Or the other way, 6 are potter and 4 are chayiv. Doesn't matter, whichever roiv it is. This arvu peiros achayav mitruma peiros apturim yesh peiros acherim chayavim moitzi mehen lefi cheshbon peiros achayavim shebetaruvis. So you just separate lefi cheshbon. You know exactly how much is chayiv. So you separate on the ones that are chayiv, and that's like efshlo seichta. It's like you can separate it. You can take the part that's tevel and be mafresh on it, and memeila. It's not a problem. So that half of it is relatively easy. Does it have to be an amukif? So I guess we're going to have to get to it. What? In one basket, or you can cover it with one sheet. You certainly need an amukif. Yeah, but it's okay. You can take the stuff that's mixed, the baskets that are mixed, the baskets that are not mixed. And just make them all minamukim, put them all in one bikeli, or cover them all with one sheet. I'm assuming that you need minamukim, although it's something later, I think, in the simon, I'm not sure. So that's relatively easy. The second half of the sif is what gets a little more difficult. This on the first half, the Shachav Ches explains, Maitzimeh lefi cheshbon, lo yafish min ha'iro minei ubei, Shamiyafish ben haptor alechiyev. Now, there's a sugya in Shas of Yesh Bila and Ein Bila. Yesh Bila and Ein Bila is a sugya of if you assume when things get mixed, they become combined by proportion. Can you assume that if you mix things, that the proportion is exact? By lach b'lach, we do say Yesh Bila. Which means if this taruvis is oil or wine, it would seem that the din should be very easy. And we assume when liquids mix, they mix exactly. So if I have 6 bushels or 6 liters of wine that's chayiv, and 4 liters that are potter, and they become mixed in a taruvis, so I should be able to remove whatever it is. Truma is the easy, but I take a small amount. I assume I'm taking some chiyuv. Maisa, I take 10%. I assume I'm taking evenly from the chiyuv and the p'tor.
So, some bushels that you got from different customers, so it's not, you didn't
That's what we're talking about. Some are chayiv and some are potter. We're talking when it's combined. So I'm talking when it's combined. It's a little bit tzarachian why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it directly. Can he ask you right? It's tzarachian. The Shulchan Aruch has said so, which is the way it is. Lahalacha, that by liquid and liquid we say yesh bila. It should have said so here in the Shulchan Aruch. All right. I say it doesn't explain. Now the second if is what's hard. Imlav. If you don't have anything else in the United States, and you got you only have a certain amount of Eretz Yisrael de Kaperis, you have Chiv and Ptor that got mixed. So Imlav Maitzi Truma Trumas Maisa Al HaKoyel. You have to separate Truma and Trumas Maisa on everything. Umafrish. So that's a little hard to understand. What does this mean? Each one by itself. I have here, I bought oranges. The oranges are all mixed. Now I find out that some oranges are good, separated truma, and some not. I have 100 oranges, and some were and some were not. So what do? I separate, I take out one orange on everything, it might be the wrong orange. Take out two. A piece of every single orange. Yeah, I guess that would work for sure. Yeah,
you take.
Well, usually not. Usually once they separate, they'll separate on pieces. What? Meat? Yeah, see, that's where it's bottled. Right. Where it's bottled, in a Torah, everything's mutter. It's a chumrah to separate one. Here it's mikra adin. Here I have tevel mixed in, and I know for sure that there's tevel mixed in. It's not a chumrah. In your case, it's a chumrah. We have one tray for two kasha in a taruvis. They're really all mutter in a Torah, but we don't want to eat definitely tray, so there's a chumrah to throw away one. It's a chumrah, you can throw away anyone. But when it's mikra adin, you have to separate. So here, it's very hard to understand the Mechaber here in the Shulchan Aruch. Chazon Ish writes Tzarachi and he doesn't understand it because how are you mafrish b'nei yubay? And now first let me explain what it says. It says, Maitzi truma trumas maisa ala koil. Truma trumas maisa on everything. U'mafrish maisa rishon b'sheini l'fi cheshbon. Peres chayavin sh'taruvis. Maisa rishon only l'fi cheshbon. So Shach and Taz both say you have to separate on everything. You don't separate lefi cheshbon. You have to take trumas ma'aser from the ma'aser. You separate. You have whatever it is, six bushels of chiyuv and four of ptur, and they become mixed. You ma'aser. You separate a tenth of the whole thing, and then trumas ma'aser from it. But to give the levy, you only have to give the levy 60% of what you separated, because the most that the levy is entitled to is on 60% of the taruvis. It doesn't say it in the Mechaber. Both Shach and Taz say that that's what it means. Probably easier to read Taz Zayin. Let's learn Taz Zayin. He explains it. So this is the kasha on it. First, I'm just reading the words. The Taz Zayin explains the words of the Mechaber. Zev vaday shtzarch lahafrish ma'isa min hakoil. Certainly have to separate ma'isa from everything. Shari ef shalafrish tumas ma'isa min hakoil. Elin kemarav shtchilas ma'isa min hakoil. Can't separate trumas maisa on everything unless you first separate maisa from everything. When it says later lefi cheshbon, the words are mafresh lefi cheshbon. B'hainu sheitzarch l'itel levi lo'ani elo lefi cheshbon. B'shar ma'arivim pei reisav. Avot truma trumas maisa dasurim lezarim leisin hakay l'kayin. So the tzorach in here is how you could rely that since the assumption is we paskin ein bila by yavish biyavish, we can't assume it mixed out evenly. So the question is how this could possibly work? A possible explanation of the Shulchan Aruch. So again, what's the problem? I have six bushels of chayim and four bushels of ptur. And now I'm going to separate truma. I'll take out one or two or three or four or five pieces. No good. Because it would seem if I have six bushels of chiyuv and four of ptur, I should have to separate four bushels plus one more orange. But then I'm positive I have one chiyuv, which is not what the Mechaber is saying. So, and not only that, if I do that, okay, I could call everything truma, but then I have to give everything to the kohen. It becomes an issue in the halachia lechavid.
With the raisa, you don't have to either
You're saying that heter nasiser, but not lakula. Not really lakula. Tevel, 60% tevel, 40% chulin. The chumra we treat everything as tevel, but not lakula. I don't think so. So I looked around a little, and what I've seen is some who say Vaistasi Paskin Yesh Bila even by Yavesh Biyavesh. Even though the Pashas the Sugya is a Sugya and Rosh Hashanah and Beya is not that way. It says Halachim Shemesh Azuri in a couple of places, and this is one of them. That by Lakalak Yesh Bila. Then there's a Lamdish way of answering. Lamdish way of answering is saying, look, we're saying Obasarayv. So I have 6 bushels of Tevel and 4 bushels of Mesukin. I'm pulling out one orange. I'm saying this orange should be Truma. So Kashi is, maybe I'm taking the orange of Ptur. Terah says, no, you go Basarayv. You go Basarayv. And Basarayv, what you took out was Tevel, which is Chayv and Truma. You go Basarayv. Now, we find such a thing, but not really where you take it. You're taking it from the Kavua a little bit. We find such a thing when animals become mixed when you have an animal of mice and jump back into the corral. Say I've got one and many. You've got one that's hegdish and one many that are not. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Hilchas Shechita, I believe, we find nechpishinu denaidi. Nechpishinu denaidi means like you throw a firecracker into the corral so they should run out. So whatever runs out on his own, you will say call the parish Meruba parish. Until you're left with 2, and the last 2 you can't say call the parish. So you cut your losses. The ones that fall out on their own are assumed to be from the Rive and its mutter. So if somehow you could do that with these payris, it would seem to be what the aids are. What? It's kavua when you... Well, there are 2 answers. There are 2 answers. The strict answer is Taisa says kavua is only when it's nikur b'makim k'viyusai. That's really the answer. That kavua is only when it's nikur in the place where it's kavua. Right, there's a piece in Chazaynish, which if I understand correctly, I never know if I understand Chazaynish correctly. You know, it's interesting. They put out a sefer. We have it upstairs somewhere. Hasfarim. It's Avichai Kanevsky's Svarim, the story of all the Svarim he put out. There's a lot of interesting anecdotes there. So one of the things he writes that he hears the Chazaynish, why don't you write your Sefer so people can understand it? The Chazaynish, the order is all over the place, and the Lashon is... He said, why don't you write it so everyone can understand it? So he said, I only want Talmid Chachamim to learn it. I'm not looking that the Amayinam should learn it. That's somehow what he said. So I'm stuck. I never know if I know what he's talking about. But the Chazaynish says, I think, the following. It's on Simen Kuf Yud, but he's talking about Hilchas Tfilas Kelim. Now, nowadays, when you go into a hardware store, everything's packaged. You can see who the manufacturer is. It used to be, certainly in the days of the Chazaynish in Eretz Yisrael, we remember it, the store owner used to unpack his glasses and just put glasses on the shelf. And then you bought the glasses off the shelf and they wrapped it in newspaper and you took it home. So Chazaynish was asked, what about Tfilas Kelim? If it's a mixture of Kelim that are Chayiv and Tfila and Kayim that are not Chayiv, is that Kol Kavua Kemetz Al Mechza, or is it called the Parish Meruva Parish?
Isn't that
maybe it's question of Gabi Abracha. Well, you're right. Anyway, so it's interesting. He says it depends who unpacked it. You hear this? Depends who unpacked it. The rule is if it's not Nikr B'makam K'viyusai, then it's Parit, then it's not Kavua. So he says if a from person who has Nemonis unpacked it, so then it's Kavua. Because it came there at a time when the person unpacked it, well, he'd be Neman, he may not remember today, but when the Teruvis began, he remembered. But he said, if a friar he had unpacked it, so he's not Neman anyway, so it was already, like I'll be us, it was already not Nikr B'Makim K'fiyusa when it got stuck in the shelf. And that's what he says. The same thing here, when you, I think, I don't know, when you have this type of Teruvis, it may be, again, if a from Yid mixed it, he would know what he's mixing. If he mixed it because he didn't know what was what, so it would seem to be.
If a non-from person said to you, this was made in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't he feel it? He's not Neman?
That's right. He's not Neman. He's Neman. It's interesting. Masiach Lefitumai, a person who's not Neman, is Neman Masiach Lefitumai by Durabonans, not the Rises. That's the first long shach and taz in Hilchas Taruvis in Sadiches. That Masiach Lefitumai is Neman by Durabonans. What?
If he's working in a harvest, so I can't be my Masiach Lefitumai. He knows what he's doing. Or what he should be.
You're right. Okay. Yes. I can't answer you. I don't know. It's a little confusing. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. What? No, the Reiv is Chayiv in Truma. Reiv is Chayiv in Truma. Even here, when. So let me tell you. We have to deal with it. I'm talking to about Reiv is Chayiv. When Reiv is Potter, there's another Chapi Teretz, which is Emes. This I'm not sure the parish. When Reiv is Potter, and Mir is Chayiv. Let's say 60% is Mesukin and 40% is Tevel. So I mean, a Teretz bottle. Why is it a bottle? It's a Davish Shemetirin. If I'm going to have to separate on the whole thing, that's not a Davish Shemetirin. Davish Shemetirin is that there's no hefsid in separating. If only 40% is chayiv, I'm like I give Chumas and Maestris on 40%, and now in the Taruvis, you're going to be mechayiv to separate on 100%, so that's not a Davish Shemetirin. Because Davish Shemetirin, whenever it costs money, is not a Davish Shemetirin. If Reiv is chayiv, then Benat Torah it's not bottle. It's not Tov Shishamatirin. Right? If Reiv is chayiv, then it's a Dairaisa that you have to separate. When it's a Dairaisa, you're stuck. It's not Tov Shishamatirin. But where it's a Drabanan, not Tov Shishamatirin, then it makes sense that you can be chayiv and separate everything. But it's only when it's Reiv, when it would be a bottle Benat Torah. When Minatari is bottle, because Reiv is Potter.
Right.
So then, Minatari is bottle. Yechayv al Tavshir Shematirin. So now, the second half of the Shulchan Aruch here makes a lot of sense. Why? Because the second half of the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you only have to separate Kafi Cheshman. Why don't you separate on the whole thing? Because it's not going to be Tavshir Shematirin for that. It's not going to be Tavshir Shematirin. If you're going to Mechayv me to separate, like I said, 40 whatever, 61 the bushels. Tell him Yotzei Midei Safik. It's a hefsid. So for a hefsid, I'm not mechayiv.
The master is not as you give anyway.
I understand. In the second half, the question is, how do you separate truma? If you're going to take one orange. So that one orange might be potter. So you have 60% potter, 40% chayiv. So how do you take off one orange for truma? On everything, that one may be potter. You should have to take 60% plus one orange in order to. That was the kasha. So if it's a davshir shematirin, that's why it's not bottle. Obviously, you're going to have to give 60% to the chayiv. That's not davshir shematirin. So it is bottle. Okay, it depends. In the capital, in the case where it's Reiv, Potter, and Miyot Chayiv. So then 60% is Potter, 40% is Chayiv. So if I want to take one that's Chayiv, I'm going to have to do the 60% plus one. So the second half of the Mechaber is going with Minatayrid's bottle. So then it makes sense, because you can't be Mechayiv me on the whole thing, then it's understandable. If it's going on the case where Rav is chayiv and Mir is potter, then it's a difficulty, because then why can I, if it's chayiv in a Torah because it's not bottled, so 40% is potter, 60% is chayiv. How do I take one orange on the whole thing? Maybe I'm taking from the 40%, and there it's a problem. So the only way out is to say, called the parish meruba parish, that the one I'm taking from the Rav. So that gets into the question of whether it's kavua or not. So I don't know. All these terutzim I saw only in later svarim. I don't know which mahalach to go with. I saw it because Chazon Ish has a tzarachi in why the mechaber is saisin this way, and Chazon Ish doesn't have a hesber, so I don't know. I'm not mechuyif to have a hesber either. Chazon Ish says Elohim came, unless the mechaber means you make juice out of the peiris. And then you'll say Yesh Bila, that's what he says. Unless the Mechaber means that you'll make juice out of everything, and then it'll be Yesh Bila. It's hard to say that's what the Mechaber meant, especially if you have wheat, which you want to make juice out of wheat. So, what? You can make dough out of it. Separate that. Make flour. Okay. Alright? Okay, at any rate, this is Sif Yud Ches, the Shail of Taruvis, which is an issue in Eretz Yisrael today. It's, you just go to a store, you don't know what it is. I don't think you have to assume there's a mixture. I don't know.
So, what are you doing in that store today?
There's an issue. We tell people not to buy Eretz Yisrael Kedika produce unless you know for sure Trumas and Maasis were separated. If you do buy, someone comes home with a container of peppers from Eretz Yisrael, we really have a problem because it could be a taruvis. The only way is like I said before, take a little piece off each one. It's the only way to know. You don't even know if it's right this or right that. It's an issue to just separate on the whole basket. It could be it came from different places, you know, different farmers sent to the distributors. So it's an issue. Pascha like the Mechaber. Lemaisa the Mechaber says it, so even though we don't understand it, do it anyway. That's the question. The Mechaber says it, so do it. L'chaira, you're right. I don't know. If you're eating at home, maybe it's Osher Shematirin. All you really have to do is take a small piece. Well, you have to take 10%, 1% off each pepper. I don't know. It's somewhat problematic. All right, it's true. The Mechaber says it's good, and okay. Our Sifya test is the guts of Hilchas Trumas Umaisris. Well, finally, after everything, you know, you would think this is where it would start, right? It tells you how to separate Trumas Umaisris. A very long Sif. And we'll start it today. We have to deal with Truma. Then we have to deal with Maiser. Then we have to deal with Maisheni Maisani. And then we have to deal with Trumas Maiser, which is Sif, next Sif, Sif Chav. So let's start by talking about Truma. Mechaber, Truma Gedayla, Bizman Hazen, Shiaimedes Lasreifa. Nowadays, we're all Tameim. Not only with Tameim, we assume that the produce is Tamei also. Shiaimedes Lasreifa, Mimnei Tuma, Shiura Kolshu. Now, separating it is still a mitzvah. The Gemara learns out of a pasuk. Maybe you only have to separate if you can give. So the Gemara learns, Adina Sati Lechemis Mishmeres Truma Isai. Trumaisai is Lashem Rabim, that is a mitzvah to be mafrish, even if it's Tamei, there's still a mitzvah of hafrasha. Some Rishonim count the mitzvah of burning it when it's Tamei as a mitzvah saseh as well. Now here, what? You don't give it to a guy, you burn it. Now, The Ramah says, and they send us bizman hazeh l'chokayin she'irtza bein chaver bein am ha'aretz afila einem miyuchis ram shemuzim b'kayin. Okay, I'm going to have to explain what's a kayin miyuchis and what's a kayin chazaka. I'll get to it in a minute. V'hu sarfa, you give it to the kayin burns it. V'yachal lahanicha ulasarfa ad or she'yachal it means ba'if in she'yachal is mimena b'shas reifa. You all know that that a kayin is allowed to have anah from any truma tameya by having anah from it when he burns it. Avozah osaleni smimin b'shasreifa. Yisrael is not allowed to. We'll stop here. If the kain is lighting it, then it's okay. So the kasha I had here, I don't see anybody who asks it, is we say mina tayra, it's called shum. Rabbanu made a takana, you have to give between the 40th and the 60th. Bizman hazeh, we only do a kol shehu. What's the reason we only do a kol shehu? Because it's time of the sreifa anyway, so we go on the daraisa. But why? If a kayin could be nehenna, b'shas sreifa, if you have olive oil, which your person can burn, or any oil, why shouldn't you have to give the shear to the kayin? But lemaisa, you can have enough from it. It's also b'achila.
No, you have to give the
kosher. Well, you have to give, but the kain doesn't gain from that. You gain. So, but isn't it, if the kain's entitled to a 50th, why shouldn't I? But the chazal made it a kain, you have to give. It would be tar, you would have to give. So, okay. So we're going to have, the chazal did make a gzeira on it. We'll see in a minute. Yeah. The bottom Shach Lamed Aleph explains what you were saying. Shach Lamed Aleph, the bottom of the page, Yochel Anichal HaShoiso L'Sar Famous Yiritza. A Kai could keep Truman Tmei in his house to use to burn when he wants. V'lei Chashin and Shiovili Dimich Shoba. And when that Chayshish, there's no Gezeri Yochav Lamech. Shosh Kain Nisarim is a Kivan Sheyadu Alakol Shein Asher Shum Truman Echeles. Everyone else. You have to remember, we have electricity. There's no more Truman Echeles. We have electricity today, Baruch Hashem. There was a time where the house was lit with it was a hassle. And I remember Rav Shach once told how when he was in yeshiva, for night seder, everybody got a candle. Everybody got a candle. If you wanted to stay extra night seder, you had to go to the mashgiach, and you had to convince him that you're really going to stay, because people candles were hard to come by. Rav Shach said, very interesting, in his, when he got old, his vision went. So he once said in the Archei Kala why it happened. He said when he was a boy, he was a shemedika. That was the word he used. He was a shemedika. He was a shy boy. And he was 12 years old when he got to... So he said they had to wait online. They had to go to the Mashgiach to get a second candle. That's a keshemt. So he didn't go for a second candle. So what did he do for night seder? He used to scratch the wax off the table. Everyone put it on the shtender and learned. And when they went to sleep, so he used to scratch the wax, press it together, and make himself a candle. So he said, if he had had the, if he would have overcome his shyness and gotten a candle, he could have learned better. He said, Friday night, in order to get a suda, he had to line up, and the mashgiach gave everyone a balabas to eat. So he said he was shemitic, it was hard for him, but he was hungry. So he went. He said it bothered him all his life. Then when it came to the candle for learning, it was a shemedika. When it came to eating, he wasn't a shemedika. So he said that's why Ben Hashemayim, that was his you know, like their aveiros are our mitzvahs, you know.
But the candle,
you'll ask Roshach. Anyway, the use of oil, my point is that it's real. Nowadays it's not real, but it was once real. For kaidim to use this, to what we call shemen sreifa, to use the shemen that could only be used for burning, and to use it. So this was a way that the kaidim could use. Now, we're all familiar with the idea of a kayim miyuchis and a kayin echazaka. What says in Rambam is truma dairaisa you can only give to a kayim miyuchis. Truma dairaisa needs a kayim miyuchis. I'll explain why momentarily. Truma derabanan, truma bizman hazeh derabanan, you can give to a kayin echazaka. What's a kayin miyuchis and what's a kayin echazaka? Kayin miyuchis is a kayin about who there are two witnesses, two edim, that his father was a kayin, his father was a kayin, going back to someone who did avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Nowadays it's hard. You have somebody who has edim, two edim, that go back to some, because anybody who did avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, Ezra set up in the Bayis Sheni that they had ksavei yichus. They didn't let anybody do it unless he was entitled. But then there was a din of oilam mitruma liyichus leyuchsin. If somebody ate truma, it was given truma by the batedinim, so then we assumed he was a miyuchis. So memela, in order to eat truma, you needed to aid him. If you can eat truma with one aid, and then become miyuchis, you become miyuchis with one aid. So that's why the misakin truma needs kayin miyuchis, which means it needs a kayin who there are two aidim that go back that's true. I remember once an opinion of Ben Rav Palm spoke, and he said that before World War I, his father had a ksav yichus that went back to the shach. He's a kayin. He went back to the shach. Shach was a kayin. And then he caught himself in middle, and he said, it was ognish that I'm a kayin yichus. I'm just saying that's what I heard. He told me afterwards, he chapped, that maybe there's like a shail of gezela, like he's saying, I'm a kayin yichus, give it to me. So he chapped himself. See, like he said, you know, that's what I heard. And anyway, that's kayin yichus. Kayin echazaka. Yeah. Today it's not so shaykh. The kayin echazaka is any time there's even an eid echad and bisurim, even an eid echad that he duchened or he got an aliyah before a levi. That's enough. Eilam etayra letruma, eilam duchin letruma. And even if it's just an eid echad that he duchened or that he got an aliyah before a levi. So, what? A levi miyuchis. It's very interesting because I've never heard anybody talk about it, but I see here, I'll tell you in a minute, that Chaim Kievsky talks about a levi miyuchis.
So
it says he's not believed himself. But it's funny, most shuls, they let you go up. You say, is there a kain in the house? He raises his hand. So I don't know. The way I understand, you have to be miyuchis for 30 days, I think. I think you need a yuchis for chazaka for 30 days. And that's the definition. So we discussed, we started the question of whether Rav Yisrael come back to Eretz Yisrael, Bezman Azev, Trumo Bidairaisa. So I had a time to get to Shemin Sreifa, to giving the Shemin to a Kayan. So I just wonder, you know, when Rav Yisrael will be in Eretz Yisrael, whether we're going to be allowed to give the Shemin Sreifa to a Kayan or not. So I'm not sure what the answer to that is.
Now,
he's missing the mitzvah of Nesina. It's not an Avera, but it's a mitzvah of Nesina. If he's Nehenna from it, he's Avera. So it could be that in such a, if there's no Kainim, then he would destroy it himself. Okay, Sicha is Osir. The Kain can do Sicha. Sicha Kishtiyah, it's Loshna Rambam, in Ochis Meiser. That b'chol makim sicha kishtia. Other rishonim disagree. But the Rambam paskins sicha kishtia. The Mishnah Berurah brings it in Shemin Shinchavav Sif Yud. The Shabbos where it talks about using soap on Shabbos. There's a bir halacha about using treifa soap as manazeh, which we're makel. We use treifa soap. Satmar, for example, is machmir. Satmar, when you go into the mikveh, they have little bars of soap. They have with a red stripe or a blue stripe. I guess if you take a shower, you can use pleishik samilachiks. But you remember the old kosher soaps. So it's interesting. They have it there. They have cut-up soap, and it's all red stripe or blue stripe. The reason we're makel, Darcha Shulchan, at the end of Shin Chavav, says that soap, which tastes terrible, like our soap, there's no issa sicha kishtiyah. That's really a chakira. Because sicha kishtiyah, is it enough that it doesn't taste good to eat it? It's pogum, so you can eat it, sicha kishtiyah doesn't matter. Or you say, no, once I'm doing sicha, if it's good for sicha, who cares if it's shtiyah? But Darcha Shulchan says beferish, and the Besin Rav and Ber Moshe has a tshuva, that's what I saw it originally, that nowadays, he says, you take a shower, you get soap in your mouth, you spit it out, it tastes terrible. So there's no issue of sicha kishtiyah, and that's why we do it today. Now, one last nekuda about the kayanim, and that is, we still have more to go, but just the regular din of giving it to kayanim. Bzman hazeh, we don't burn truma tameya in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the minig is, as you know, is if it's a drink, you pour it off, you pour it down the drain, or you throw it out, you wrap it up and throw it out. That's the minig in Eretz Yisrael, Truma Tameya. Now, Ramesha, Digris Maisha, has a tshuva about this. Someone told him this. It's printed in Yeridei Gimel Tshuva Kufchav Tes. He says, you don't understand. It's halacha psuka that tshuva has to be burnt. Unless, because it's a suffix. By snakes, he says it can be meikel. But by, he says by tshuva tameya, you should burn it. I don't know how you burn wine, but he says that you should burn it. Lamaisa, the reason that meikel in Eretz Yisrael is even though a kohen uses it, but a person who has it in his house, he's got a few tomatoes on the side, so we burn the same challah. Some people do burn challah, some people don't burn challah. It's those who don't burn challah, it's for the same reason. I think that the Chazon Ish writes you don't have to burn it in the takala. I think Rechaim Kanievsky writes that he himself burnt it. He himself was mahadah to burn it, but there's a kuntris hafrashes trumas u'maisris based on the Chazon Ish, which everyone considers reliable. In the old siddurim, it was printed. I don't know why it's not printed now. You remember the old little packet siddurim you got when you were bar mitzvah? They weren't quite pocket; they were quite thick, but they fit in the tefillin bag. They had in the back seida hafrashes trumas u'maisris of the Chazon Ish, because then it was printed in Israel. That's true. Okay, so we're done with the Kainah for the moment. As a Levi, next week we're going to have to start. Do you give my submission to a Levi? Remember Ezra made a Takana against us? Ezra was a Kayin. So he started up with the Levium. So B'yitz Hashem, it's good to push it off for a week. So we'll give it to B'yitz Hashem. Money for Shabbos, so come back on time.